What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good Saturday Super Bowl morning to you, everyone, and welcome inside Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan, Matty Harkins, is behind the glass. He'll be taking your calls and putting you on if you want to talk anything on our list today. And we have a lot on our list today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in terms of temperature, maybe some rain in there. But, man, some of these temperatures are getting up there where, you know, we're already into February and March. We're going to get no snow again, hardly any snow again, which is okay, except for those of you who love to ski. I get it. I feel your pain. Our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochrane shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Ireland Contracting. You want great roofs? Go to Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Also, Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, where they got your back, not your wallet. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. All right, where's your money on Super Bowl 58? Is it on the Chiefs or would it be on the 49ers? I'm going for the 49ers. I just got a feeling this team is healthy, and when they play the way they're capable of playing, I know it puts a lot of pressure on Brock Purdy. But you know, Brock Purdy, he takes kind of a bad rap here because a lot of people are looking at him and saying, well, he's not Patrick Mahomes. Well, he's a system quarterback. Well, this, well, that. Well, if you go back and compare Brock Purdy's regular season to some of the best, and this would include Joe Montana and Steve Young, and strictly numbers, which, of course, strictly numbers should matter. You know, ask TJ Watt that. They matter. We'll get into that in a second. But Brock Purdy this year had 4,200 passing yards, 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and a passer rating of 113. When you look at 1994 Steve Young's regular season, he had 3,900 yards. That's 300 less than Purdy. He had 35 touchdowns. That's 4 more than Purdy. And he had the same amount of interceptions with a lesser passer rating. Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the 49ers. And he's a pretty darn good one. And he seems to, you know, be stuck in this conversation. You're a systems quarterback. When you're a seventh round pick, Mr. Irrelevant, people expect you to keep doing it and prove it day after day after day after day after year after year, which is fine. And he has an opportunity on a big stage. I think his support cast is terrific. Christian McCaffrey, with his ability to do everything in the pass game and the run game, he was the offensive player of the year, and I thought that was the right call. He's got two really good people on the outside, and Ayuk and Samuel. He's got a great tight end in Kittle. He's got an unbelievable fullback in Juszczyk and a good defense. Now, on the other side of it, you're dealing with Patrick Mahomes, and the dude's already a Hall of Famer. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If you look at his last six playoff games, you know, he's 6-0, 11 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. You can't get any better than that, really. He's 14-3 all time in his career in playoff starts. And with a win here today, he will join Tom Brady, Joe Montana, as the only two to have 15 wins, and basically over a 112 passer rating in those games. So, I mean, the guy's, he's not even 30 years old. So it's a daunting assignment. Kansas City's defense is better than what most people think. So it should be very interesting. And we got it for you on KDKA TV. It's your home of Super Bowl 58. We have a lot of prop bets I want to get into a little bit later. Jim Colony touched on some of them. Most of them involve Taylor Swift, but there's some other interesting ones. And I'm wondering what you would do with some of these bets. Now let's get to the TJ Watt snub, because I don't know how you're supposed to vote on this stuff other than with hard, cold facts. We're in a metric society, which to me means you are dealing with things that don't necessarily exist but could exist. In other words, pressure rate. What is pressure rate? You know, I understand why people think it's important and how you, you know, you start grading people in the metric formula that a lot of these organizations use. And listen, it's a deep dive. It is. It's good. It tells you a lot. But it doesn't tell you the ultimate number that you're trying to get after, which are hardcore stats. TJ Watt had an amazing season. He was better statistically in almost every category than Myles Garrett, who's a very good player. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But TJ Watt did everything he was supposed to do. In some of these metrics, they tell you that, well, Myles Garrett had to deal with double and triple teams. You're telling me TJ Watt didn't? You're telling me he didn't? Yes, he did. It made life a lot easier for Alex Highsmith. But yet he still put up the kind of numbers he was supposed to put up. All right? And then you look at, to me, the biggest sign that TJ Watt is your defensive player of the year is how he finished the year versus how Myles Garrett finished the year. We talked about this past week, Monday here when I was here, or whatever day I was on the Cook and Joe show, that, you know, Myles Garrett had one sack in his final six games. That's it. He had no forced fumbles. He had no fumble recoveries. TJ Watt went on a binge with seven tackles, 13 quarterback pressures, down the stretch that got them into the playoffs. Cleveland got in, and they got immediately eliminated. And guess what? Houston's defense made him a non-story because Myles Garrett did nothing in that game. I'm just saying, I don't know what you're supposed to base this on other than the statistical evidence. The statistical evidence is heavily in favor of TJ Watt. And I say that knowing that people are going to call and say, oh, you're from Pittsburgh, you got this view. That no, I'm looking at it strictly from what I see. Like, the other thing that struck me is, and by the way, I'm so happy for Cam Hayward. Nobody deserves this Walter Payton Man of the Year more than Cam Hayward. You see what he does day to day. And, you know, he and Sidney Crosby in a rarefied air of just all-time greats. And I'm not even talking about their on-the-field contribution. I'm talking about what they do for a city that they come into and inherit as their own. So, you know, the bottom line there is kudos to Cam Hayward. He deserved it. But, you know, a lot of debate about DeMar Hamlin. And listen, it's an award. DeMar Hamlin has overcome the ultimate adversity, which is almost dying on the field. And for me, that's enough to do it. I get that he didn't play. I get he's not a regular. I get that probably he shouldn't have even been on a roster. But, you know, Buffalo saw through the entire, you know, rehab of his heart situation and what happened to him. He was on it, very limited play. I understand why there should be a component about playing. I get it. But I think this was an extenuating circumstance that was different, that the man nearly died. In fact, many thought he was dead. And they go through an extensive process just to get back. So when you talk about comebacks, I don't think it's a bigger comeback. Although I will understand if those of you think he didn't do it on the field, why he shouldn't have gotten it. It went to Joe Flacco. If I'm going to base it on field, I'd go to Baker Mayfield, not Joe Flacco. So that's just me. 412-928-9370 is the number. Again, 412-928-9370. Also talking about the Penguins. I want to get into this because points are precious, and they had potentially some available last night, and they got none. 3-2 Minnesota win. Marc-Andre Fleury, 1,000 games. And on this particular night, it's very interesting how it worked out because when you think of the Penguin contingent that was there, they gave a beautiful painting that Cody Sable, who's one of my favorite people in Pittsburgh, great painter, speed painter, did for a commemorative look at Marc-Andre Fleury's career. Crosby presented it to him pregame in the locker room. Sidney Crosby got a goal against Marc-Andre Fleury. That's awesome. And it just so happened to move him pass Mark Recchi. All that on one goal in one game. Who would have thought? That's what makes it pretty interesting. But the Penguins gave everything they could late in the game to try to force the tying goal, but they find themselves in that position quite a bit. They're always trying to pull a goalie and get an extra shot to force overtime and then probably lose an overtime point. I thought they played a good game last night, but I thought Marc-Andre Fleury and his teammates blocked a lot of shots. They were into it. 3-2 your final score. There was a debate, and this is one of the things that is really difficult for me with replay. It took 7 minutes and 13 seconds last night to look at a replay. Normally, when it goes that long, the call on the ice should stand, which it did. But they don't have cameras everywhere, and this was a very unusual challenge by the Penguins. By the way, Madison and CJ, their Pens video coaches, do a wonderful job at this. They're really on top of a lot of things. So a puck apparently went up over the glass into the netting. You couldn't tell. The Penguin players, every one of them on the ice seemed to indicate that it was over the netting, into the netting. Anyway, nothing was called. Play continued. They end up getting a goal by Kirill Kaprizov to be the game winner. So the Penguins challenged that, which is a hard challenge because there are not many video replay angles that show this conclusively. It went on for 7 minutes and 13 seconds, which is far too long, and they eventually said, nope, it didn't, because it was inconclusive. That was one that I don't know how you saw. I don't know how you can challenge it knowing that there are not many cameras that will confirm or deny that. So, but anyway, they lose the game, and now they got to go to Winnipeg, a team which they beat here last week. Winnipeg's a good team at home. Penguins need points. They're still in out of the playoff picture, and they're 5 points out of the second wild card. Time is ticking. They got a lot of games coming up. Points, points, points. They got issues. They can't score outside of the main people on that front line. That's about it. Ricard Raquel needs to do more, and if you're going to do it, you better put him in positions to do it, because that could be a wasted contract knowing that Jake Gensel is still without one. 412-928-9370. We're going to take a break. We got Dave. Hang on, Dave. You're going to be first up when we come back. And the lines are open for you. Again, 412-928-9370 is the number. You can hit me up on Twitter at KD Pomp. We continue till 1 o'clock. We're right here on the Bob Pompiani program on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.